I'm honoured that I've been chosen by my parliamentary team to take up this portfolio of finance. I think it's probably the most important portfolio in the current environment, and I relish the opportunity to take forward in the Dáil my vision and the vision of my party in relation to how we can provide a better and fairer alternative in relation to budgetary matters and also in relation to the banking crisis. Sinn Féin hasn't signed up to the consensus for cuts. We don't believe that the deficit should be reduced by cuts alone. We believe that a growth package, a package to retain and create jobs, is what is needed in the Irish economy. And the only cuts that we would introduce would be those to the higher income earners.
A RITSI poll today says that Sinn Féin is now more popular than Fianna Fáil, and that change in the party's fortune being very much linked to your victory in the Donegal South West by-election last week. Does that give you the hope that Sinn Féin has turned a corner here?
Well, hopefully that we have turned that corner. And, you know, it is encouraging to see people coming towards us at this time. And the real poll in terms of Donegal South West is the one that articulated that best. But at the same time, I don't pay too much attention to the polls, and our focus needs to be in the weeks and months ahead is to, you know, articulate to people out there, the people that are in serious problems, the people that are fearful of the future, that there is a fair alternative way, and that this isn't just, you know, soundbites, that this is backed up by economic analysis, that it is credible, that it is deliverable.